From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Tornadoes tore through Oklahoma, Missouri, and Georgia last night and this morning, killing at least 22 people and injuring hundreds. 14 people died in southwestern Missouri. Six were killed in a single town in northeast Oklahoma, the town of Pitcher. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has just arrived there. And Frank, what are you seeing?
The town is about half knocked down. And by knocked down, I mean that the trees are just splintered and blown right down to with a lot of the bark blown off and metal and scraps of insulation hanging on the branches. And then when you get close up, you see just everything's filthy. And it, I mean, there's just boards. And I'm in the behind as a windbreak. I'm using this big tree with two cars stuck in it that's been upturned. You know, it's pretty complete devastation in the part of town that was affected by the tornado, which is about half the town.
My goodness. How are people reacting there?
You know, people here are really, I think, maybe still in shock. People are very, very friendly. If you go up and talk to people, you know, picking through the absolute complete destruction of their house with everything they own just chewed up and spit out on their front yard, they just act like nothing's going on. And, you know, they talk about how maybe this is God's plan for Pitcher, and they're just amazingly friendly. I was talking to a woman about her cousin who is apparently still missing. There are a number of people that they're still looking for here. And she was going on about how, you know, her cousin is presumed dead when suddenly everyone started hooting, and it turned out they found this little dog in the midst of this obliterated house that you can't imagine how anything survived. And this little dog came out, and they were just jubilant. You know, they were just ecstatic. It couldn't have been happier.
Frank, tell us about this town of Pitcher, Oklahoma.
This is a hard luck town like you can't imagine. I mean, the place was a booming mining town back in the 30s, and then the mines played out, and the town fell into, you know, there was labor unrest, there was this horrible economic problems, and then the pollution started. When the mines filled up with water, the water that they leached out was horribly polluted, and then all the kids started turning up with high lead levels because of these heaps of mine waste that are all around town, just blow lead dust into town all the time. And then it turned out that the place was undermined so severely that it was starting to cave in. And so it was the subject of a federal buyout before the tornado came in and just obliterated half the town.
My goodness. Now, yeah. Frank, you covered the tornado that leveled Greensburg, Kansas last year. It killed 11 people. How does this tornado compare?
Well, if you're in the path of the tornado, which I am now, it looks an awful lot the same, with the same, you know, trees just shredded. Everybody's little tiny bits of everybody's lives is just muddy and dirty and spread out all over the place. However, the water tower is still up here, and they're the high school and the school are just fine. That, you know, you can look on either side of if you're in the middle of the path of the tornado, you can look to both sides and see trees that still have leaves, that still have branches. And so you know that the tornado was more contained. You know, the one that hit Greensburg was close to 2 miles wide. I don't think this one was nearly that wide, but it certainly was very, very powerful.
Frank Morris of member station KCUR. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Andrea.